way back in the early 20-teens, a city fella from Minnesota and a wannabe cowpuncher from small town Iowa came together to swap tall tales over the airwaves. They made lots of friends along the way, but even more enemies. By chance, they made acquaintance with a sodbuster from over the other side of the county, who felt obliged to butt in on their little show and give them the what fors from time to time. After nigh on a decade of pointless blathering, one thing led to another, and they were unceremoniously tossed out on their ear from their little radio show. Eventually, this ragtag group found their way back together and decided to start a little podcast we like to call Dutch by Association.
I didn't contribute anything.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 70 of the Dutch by Association podcast, brought to you today by Mike Vogel, because he's sick of us. He wants us to get his name out your mouth.
Don't start overstating.
Take my name out of your mouth.
I'm waiting for the Will Smith slap. I don't know who's going to be the recipient.
Do not start.
Well, I know it's me.
Do not start mischaracterizing right out there.
That's gate. Our job.
Yeah, that's kind of. You must be new here, and that's kind of what we do. But we've referenced Mr. Vogel as opposed to Daddy Vogel. That's a different guy.
Ah, quit saying that. It sounds weird.
It sounds so weird.
That does sound weird. But it does trip me up once in a while when you mention the name Vogel.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're just cruising down the road listening.
What?
And
what?
What do you say about me?
Turn that
back.
Yeah,
no, seriously. I've done that a couple times. First time I called him, the second time, that must have been the other one.
Yeah, I get a phone call like that random Saturday afternoon. What the hell are you talking about?
I'm like, I don't know.
I have zero frame of reference of why you're calling me. So could you narrow it down?
Well, I thought you were recording live when I did that, so it was right fresh.
But. Oh, yeah, no, that's not how these work.
So people might be wondering, that sounds familiar, that Mike Vogel. How do I know him? So you're former councilman. And a former model.
I was a wolf. And,
oh, that's right.
Well, I forgot
all about that.
Former male model.
I don't know.
How do you know that?
I can't get that out of my head when you were like, yeah, and then I did some modeling. I was in high school.
I actually got a picture
old
of that.
Weird man was want to come change into some different clothes?
Kind of like when you worked for...
Never mind. Hey, the only reason I did that, because I was living on South 3rd.
And you needed
free
the money.
Free clothes. I went to Wolf's. Whatever I modeled, I got.
That's a good deal. Yeah. That was a good deal.
Nothing like a little child exploitation for some child exploitation.
I was under 18, but it's okay. Worked out well for me.
Yeah.
Do you still have those clothes?
No, I didn't ask if you still
I don't have
wear
the
them.
Same clothes from 6 months ago, much less for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah, it's been a while since last we talked because Aaron's just been here, there, and everywhere. You've been...
Multiple vacations. Back-to-back vacations.
International traveler, Alons.
Yep. I'm a big deal.
Oh, dude,
slightly pink.
Burnt.
I don't know that we ever did on the air rectify or explain the outcome of the passport.
Oh, yeah, no, of course we didn't.
So, yeah, we were supposed to go a three-generation trip. It wasn't going to take three generations, but I was bringing my mom and my daughter to go to Denver. So that we were planning on leaving Tuesday. We're flying out Sunday. The Tuesday before, we're going to leave at about noon, picking my daughter up from school. Mom's coming, and we're going to drive to Denver, stay overnight. The next morning, Wednesday morning, 9 a.m. is the meeting. So Monday night I call because I want to see once if by chance they have an opening in Minneapolis, because a 3.5 hour trip, much nicer. So.
And for people that maybe didn't hear the last episode, Aaron is kind of lives his life by the, I'll get to it when I get to it philosophy. And he did
and
the same thing with his.
It always works out. Works out.
And his son's starting to pick up on some of that too.
Yeah, depends on how you view that. But
so
sure.
I finally get through. Like at 8:30 Monday night, I'm on hold for an hour. And the lady's like, oh, wow, well, here, it shipped. It just shipped today from Kentucky or something. You'll have it tomorrow by noon. It's coming UPS. We don't trust the postal service, the lady said. I'll give you your tracking number. So I put that into my UPS app. Oh, yep, it left. It's supposed to, it'll be here by noon. It says it. So I wake up Tuesday morning, just sleep my best night of sleep ever.
Now, was that the day you were going to go to Denver?
It was Tuesday.
Yeah,
I wake up,
totally canceled it.
No, the lady said, after she said, don't trust the post office, she said, don't cancel your appointment until it's in your hands. Fair enough.
That's a ringing endorsement for the entire department.
So wake up and I have a notification on my UPS app. Updated arrival date? ?
Oh, no!
We lost it. Don't know where it is, but you'll get it. We just can't tell you when. So that was Tuesday morning. I'm like, okay, all right. I'm going to give UPS so many hours to figure out where it is. But if they don't know where it is by 9 p.m., I'm rolling. And we're heading to Denver, leaving at 9 p.m.
What time was your appointment in Denver?
9 a.m.
Yeah, that'd work.
And you got that hour time change, yep. So hopefully get there at 8.
Mountain time, yep.
So,
Your daughter was probably, didn't she want to go with you?
She did, yes.
She was probably hoping it wouldn't come.
Yes.
Yeah,
she was just devastated when I told her that we didn't have to go anymore. Because she had to go back to school after telling all of her friends, I'm not going to be in school tomorrow.
Well, now they think she's a liar.
The next 2 days.
Right, oh, you're going to Colorado this week?
Yeah,
so cool. Maybe your dad's going to, go to another state this week, huh?
And it was in the afternoon sometime and got the alert. Oh, we found it. It's checked in into Illinois. It's going to go from Illinois to
I still would have driven to Denver.
Yeah, that's what you said. You told me that. Yep. You said I would have been on my way. That's what you...
Now, to be fair, Mitch would have never been in that position.
To be fair.
Mr.
He would have
Mr. Gold Star, Mr. TSA pre-check over here. He's got that...
I'm a little bit more of a planner than that.
A little bit more of a planner, yeah.
So Wednesday, one day after they said I'd have it, I had it in my hands. All worked out. Really nice.
I probably would have been.
And no one learned a lesson at all.
No. See, son?
No.
I would have been with Mitch. I would have gone to Denver.
Yeah, you would have loaded up?
Yeah.
The overnight.
Just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Whatever.
I've done
Plus, I mean, Denver's nice. So.
Yeah, but it's...
Well, it used to be nice.
Now
it's so hazy here. I can't see.
Well, and
the smell.
I remember when we were down there in September. I think it was September. And, talking to the Uber guys. And he's like, probably 85-90% of people that are here are, like, people that have moved within the last 5 years.
That sounds like a generous estimate. But
Well, roughly around the time that... They got the
marriage. 85-90% of Uber drivers, maybe.
But the population boom they've had, I mean, they've grown by several million people. So while 85-90% is, yes, a generous estimate, but it's not. It's an exaggeration, but not by that much. But speaking of exaggerations, we'll just go ahead and start here and get this all out. So, Mr. Vogel,
I really like how it's going right now.
he doesn't want to be the focus.
No,
I'm really good.
This is about you.
I understand. You paid the money. You brought the beer. This is how we're going
to
do
this. This is how I want it to go. Just keep going.
So, I understand that there have been several times where I've exaggerated things that you have said. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. The only one I only remember one specifically. I mean, generally speaking, I understand that you're overly dramatic,
Who is?
Wayne.
Okay. That's fair.
Yes. That's
but
it's actually being kind.
But I always gave him grace because, well, early on it was radio and he'd mention my name every now and then. That's really where this all started.
Yeah, I suppose.
Did you ever text in to the show?
No. I don't know. Did I ever text?
I don't remember
I
you
don't
texting
recall.
In.
But yeah.
I mean, if it's going to be about me, then let me just tell you the whole story.
Well, go ahead and start. I'm going to grab another beer.
No.
Put another log on the fire.
So first of all, I didn't even know. I mean, I heard of Wayne Barahona.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until like the super high tech thing started, and then we started doing some stuff with them. And
who's
then,
we?
We?
Mm-hmm. I know who we is, but the listeners might.
I work for a trucking company.
Okay, so the trucking company. There's so many. So
I guess there are a couple, but
the one that's not Sudbeck or JT.
There's two or three. But so
you work for the best one. Or at least they have the best administration and management.
It's best. It's the best. Well, it's just we're all different. We all provide different services.
You get free Jeeps. I mean then.
Oh my gosh.
And free gas
the Jeeps.
You see? You see what he does?
You see?
No, I do. But so then Wayne, I find out he's on this radio show, which I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you, I didn't do a lot of KIWA listening then. Okay.
Shocking. Yeah.
So but then I find out, so I'm talking to first I dealt with his partner John, and then he passes me to Wayne, which John and Wayne are like polar opposites, right?
So a little bit.
I'm adjusting, you know what I mean?
That would be an adjustment.
I'm adjusting, and so I think, I'll get to know him a little bit better. I'll listen to his radio show. So I listened to it first just going to work, and then we started, my wife and I started flipping it on in the morning when we were getting ready, so then we heard more. And then sometimes, you know, like I'm talking to him, and at the end of the conversation, which, you know, mostly are billable, so I make it really short.
I mean,
I consider Wayne a friend, but he's billable.
Yeah.
So I cut him short.
Watch, but you don't like paying to be my friend.
No.
So,
yeah. Well, no. No, I don't like my company paying to be your friend.
Yeah, you got to watch it because it's every 15 minutes. So if you're at 10, you can keep going.
Right. But so I understand. No. Seriously, when he's done fixed two or three things or whatever, and I know that I probably got a few minutes left because we got that minimum charge. Mm-hmm. And I'll say, hey. You know, I was listening to your podcast, or early on it was, hey, I was listening to your radio show, and then he would start mentioning Mike, and then and then one time you mentioned Ruth, and then my wife, you know, which you guys got to understand that, I mean, you're a little younger than us, but Northwest Iowa people are pretty private, you know, in the radio show when our name is mentioned, it's like Ruth and Harley. You know, like, I don't know if we like this.
You're infamous.
No.
Because if you're on the radio,
no, you don't.
You've either died or you've been arrested.
Well, that's true.
So,
but you're not wrong.
Listed on the radio is not a good thing.
Yeah, you're either died, arrested, or going to be playing at Rise Fest.
Or Taco John's gift card, maybe.
or you hit a train.
That's the other time you've been on the radio.
Specific, but that was you.
No, I'm just saying.
Just going ahead and ripping the Band-Aid off that whole deal.
I do that all the time.
Well, I don't know that your wife's over it yet. I think your wife is still hates Ty Rushing because of it. How Ty dare Rushing. You?
Oh.
How dare you write a story about my husband?
No. That wasn't it. That wasn't it at all. So I hit a train.
How does one hit
the train? The
train
was moving, though.
Can we edit this out?
Why would we?
Oh, no.
No, this is good. But the train was moving. I mean, let's make it sound
it
like
pulled
it was
out
harder
right in front of him.
At 10 mile an hour.
No, so it was the day after Christmas, 2018. And I had my whole family there. And it was a great day. I went to work the next day because, you know, you guys all want food, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And if you got it, the truck brought it.
Yep.
There's only one thing not delivered by a truck. You know what that is?
No. Freedom.
Babies.
Okay.
Okay.
Think about it.
Got it.
Yeah. Think about it, digest it, live it, breathe it. Okay.
I'll be using that later.
Okay. It's a good one, actually.
It is.
But what was I saying?
You were saying the whole family was there.
The whole family was there. So my wife called and she said, hey, we're all going to have lunch. You want to come? And I said, sure. Yeah, we'll be right there. So I go to Country Club Road, like I always do. And there's that, you know, unlighted railroad crossing there, which I cross all the time. Which since then, I've noticed that I'm not the only one that doesn't pay attention, right? But I come up to that thing and I'm listening to the radio. And I don't know, all of a sudden two engines, not pulling any cars or anything, two engines went shooting out, which I feel like they were speeding.
Oh, for sure. They were
out.
Well
done. They shot out of nowhere.
I mean, they must have been hitting speeds of 11.
Technically, you know, that's an uncontrolled intersection, so person to the right has the right of way. That would have been you.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's what I tried to tell the officer after I got my senses about me. But no, so I hit a train. So what was the question originally?
Something about the
tie rushing.
What happened was Ruth gets a call from, which I truly appreciate, the emergent or the responders, the fire department and the police department,
EMS,
all that stuff.
EMA.
EMS, EMA, whatever. Were you there?
No, but I heard all about it.
I'm sure.
Because it happened right in front of one of our guys' house, so.
Yeah, I know. I know who that is. I know all the stories. But anyway, but I do appreciate all that. And but what happened was is that immediately, before I even got to the hospital, to the ER, okay, a picture of my car, which is mashed up pretty good, right? Which, I mean, you got to admit, I'm a tough sucker.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Of yes, course, sir.
I mean, I hit a train. Mm-hmm. You know? And here I am.
Should have seen the train.
Here I am. No, it was like a little dent in the fuel tank, which I never got a claim.
Oh, you hit the side of it.
Yeah, the train got in front of me.
A train.
No, the train.
It
the train,
wasn't train head
didn't
on.
Hit you.
The no, train scooted in front of me.
He T-boned the train.
No. The train came out, and then I went to the. I jerked my steering wheel to the right.
Okay.
And I hit my brakes, but it had been snowing a little bit, and then my front corner, my side, and my rear, and yeah, but and so yeah, so but before. Before, which Ruth and my girls went to the hospital.
And, just crying?
Well, you know.
Dad!
No.
Got I mean, hit well, by a train. Well,
first, it was speeding, right?
First
wait,
of all.
What? I mean, do they need to put in a control arm there? Let's get the lawyer on the phone.
Sure. Yeah.
Micah, we got a job for you.
That's perfect for later in the conversation. Wayne just going on a tirade about stuff that. That's perfect. Thank you for the setup. But my middle daughter is a doctor. So she kind of went into doctor mode. My oldest daughter, you know, she's a little more emotional. My youngest daughter, she's more like me, so it's kind of, you know, but whatever. So before they even got to the emergency room, there was a picture posted on my car on the KIWAA website.
Holy smokes.
So yes, Ruth, my wife, had some problems with that, right? So she probably doesn't, she might not be over that yet, but.
What was?
I mean, come on. I mean, she's sitting there looking at my car, waiting for me to come into the ER, right? Which, by the way, when I got rolled into the ER and I saw my wife and my three daughters, I said, "Yep, I get the dumbass of the day award."
Yeah. They said, "Oh, he looks fine."
Yeah, but
he's not. He's clearly not. He hit a train.
But I did make a couple phone calls. And talked to Chief Balkama at the time, and I don't remember any of it. So it was about 15 minutes there that went, you know. Mm-hmm.
You were concussed.
Apparently.
Then,
yeah. You know?
I mean, I might still be right now.
We've wondered.
It's possible.
So we've talked a bit about how, you brought up how your wife has a longer memory than you. Maybe tends to hold grudges.
That's probably not uncommon.
No, I don't think
no,
so either.
No. Mm-mm.
But I just so you know, I love her memory. I really do.
What can you say is...
complimenting her when I said that.
No, I mean, I think it's a great thing.
Is there something that you can think of that sticks out of something that we said when she's like, well, I never...
No.
Was it NASCAR?
It was NASCAR.
It was NASCAR.
That's what scarred us the most, was your wife's reaction.
Well,
because I think it was Mitch, that son of a. I mean,
yes, it was.
You said something very disparaging about only turning left.
I was just about to turn left.
No. What I said was someone I know said watching football on TV is really boring they like to listen to NASCAR on the radio.
Right.
I'm like, how boring of a person
we've done that.
Do you have to be? And which, apparently, the Vogels are that boring that they find it entertaining.
yes, we are.
Sunday drive turning into AM radio, listening for NASCAR. Where's it at?
Sirius XM makes it a lot better. But
okay.
But what I'm saying, so NASCAR, so you got to understand the history. So when I married Ruth, I knew nothing about NASCAR, but her parents were...
So but you grew up on South Third, so that would have been like an automatic thing, right?
I had rabbit ears on my TV. You know what I mean? But... Calm down. No, I'm saying
that would have been more going to the figure eights and Primgar, not so much watching NASCAR.
I don't think we even got there. Oh. So maybe Rock Rapids every now and then, which is where Ruthie's from. But
That's her. That's how she
Central Line, yeah.
But I mean, that's where her love of dirt track racing came from.
No, her dad and her Vanderly Motors in Rock Rapids she's a Vanderly. So she was part of a car dealership for her whole life.
And if you're part of a car dealership, you have to love car racing.
Well, not necessarily. I think it just became that. You know what I mean?
Into cars.
And so when I got married, she introduced me to Chicago Cubs, Chicago Bears, and NASCAR. So
she just took you down a notch.
No, she brought me up. I'm married up for sure.
Oh no, that I'll agree with.
Okay, thank you. for several years there where we went to a race every year, Ruth and I did.
Like a big race?
Yeah, like Daytona. We went to Daytona in July. I don't know, several years in a row, and it was just a great time. And we went to Talladega once with Dave and Gina got us tickets for that, and we were down in the pits and all that stuff. I mean, it's just, but what you don't understand, Mitch, okay? So,
which me specifically.
When you're at a race, which about probably the best race I've ever been to was about 3 years ago. I think it was 3 years ago. We took our grandson who got into NASCAR, not us. He's like 4 or 5 years old. And we took him to a Kansas City race when they only allowed 30,000 people there.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Because that will stop the spread.
It was great. We had lots of room, right? But he was a Kyle Busch fan, and we took him to a race, and Kyle Busch won. I mean, what's the chances of that? But
pretty good then.
Wasn't he good? Isn't Kyle Busch good?
Yeah, but...
But there are a lot of people in the field.
It's not like
he's winning half the races just because he's good.
Okay.
But when you're at the race, so like when we're sitting there with my grandson and Ruthie, so we have a scanner. You actually have a scanner.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got to listen.
You have a scanner, and you get a frequency list. Yeah. And you program. So I sit there before the race. And
I got to pee.
Okay. That's very good. Then you program in the drivers, and you can listen to TV. You can listen to radio. The brakes on the TV and radio are kind of fun, right? But so we had three heads. I had a splitter with three headsets.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it was good. But so that's a little that gives it a whole new dimension.
It does. Oh,
well, any sporting event in person is far superior. I would much rather go to a baseball game than watch it on TV. So yeah, I totally get that.
But there is something to be said about radio. NASCAR over radio. It's incredible. Have you listened to NASCAR?
I'm
being 100% serious. We were on our way home from going out to New York back in college days. Mm-hmm. And it was, we had to listen because one of the guys liked NASCAR. And I'm like, there is a lot of talent here being able, you're not talking over each other. Maybe the production to try to make
it exciting over radio, they really have to be on.
Oh,
their
that's
game.
A lot of yelling.
I get that, but I spent a lot of time in a tractor seat. Back when KICD was the only station that would come in, and I had to listen to NASCAR on the radio.
Okay. So you've had your fill.
Yeah. So.
I used to have to board up Garage Pass every day at 4:30 on KIWA in the afternoon.
I feel like that might be Mitch's South Third.
what his
sending in a tractor.
To be fair, he grew up in Sutherland, so that's like an entire city of South Third Avenue.
Near Sutherland.
I don't know Sutherland, but I'm going.
Well, it's
nice town.
It's like
no curb and gutter.
No curb and gutter in the streets,
but
no
plenty of bars
in town, which attracts a certain element.
that need a place to live
that's not
legally required. Maintaining legally required distances.
Oh boy.
But it's cheap to live there.
Hey, how about that? Okay, well, we're gonna take a break and then we'll figure out.
You made it, Mike. You made it one segment.
Yep. And it.
You look through.
He doesn't look very impressed.
I guess I thought watching how the sausage was made would be exciting.
Yep.
No, I never thought that.
Welcome to the jungle.
I never thought that.
We are back with segment two next.
When they all, like Christmas or whatever, they're coming all for Easter, they all come in the house, right? And the guys, sometimes it's in the garage or whatever, and when the guys see, hey, how you doing? I mean, my three son-in-laws get along really well. And then the daughters are like, hey, how you doing?
good to see you.
So I'm very blessed that I have three son-in-laws get along.
Right, so... You've got, when you were younger, you've got three daughters coming up. They're high school, junior high. Was it scary for you? We all got daughters. Was it scary for you? Like, what kind of dipshit are they going to marry? Just, I'm terrified.
Amen.
weren't you? And for you to, apparently, you're here to say on record you have three non-dipshit son-in-laws?
I do.
Incredible. But weren't you afraid of what you were going to get? Or did you trust your daughters?
No, I was so afraid. I mean, there was most of the time in my daughters' lives, I thought they weren't going to even turn out good, right?
Why, weren't they in the paper? Oh,
you should encourage
radio?
Them to listen to this, by the way.
No, they will. They know. We've already discussed this, but no, I mean, as your kids are growing up, which. So just, I don't know. I know Wayne just had a birthday. I know how old he is.
40. It was a big day.
40, yeah. Right.
And where else do you bring a professional photographer in?
It was a big day, and almost all of my friends were there.
Except for the billable ones.
Yeah, take the pressure off.
I'm just kidding.
I didn't want to charge you for the extra.
I wouldn't let you. So when they're growing up, I really thought she was either going to, Ruth and I talked about it, she's either going to do really well or go to jail.
Oh, I have one of those.
Yeah.
You do. Oddly enough, your youngest, my youngest, all bring those concerns to the front.
And you know what? She's done really well. All three of my daughters have done
really
well.
So how close are they in age? Just a couple years each?
They're all about 3 years. But my two daughters and my two son-in-laws down in Omaha area, they're teachers. And then she's a pediatrician right now. She's in a fellowship for oncology in Minneapolis Children's Hospital.
And that's your retirement plan.
No, I think I've shared this with her. If not, then if she listens to this, she'll know.
Surprise!
But so when she gets out of her, all of her debt from,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
from medical school and all this stuff, and she's got a great husband who works in the medical field too, in medical sales. But I said, you build a house, just put a little wing on it,
mm-hmm.
for Jeepon Gammy, that's what we're called, and we'll give you free child care, we'll do whatever, we'll run for you, all that stuff. I just want free health care.
That's good. That's fair.
She's a doctor.
I guess it's either that or Canada.
Okay, we won't go there. That opens up a whole political discussion.
No.
Canada or Cuba? That's your choices for your free health care.
But I have my oldest daughter. She's a teacher, and he's a teacher, and they have three kids. two through seven. I mean, it's just, I mean, seriously, it's so grandparenting is a good gig.
Where did these guys come from? Are they local or were they all found while your daughters were out of college?
One is local.
One is local.
Two are not.
Two are not. Were you afraid they were going to be Democrats?
Absolutely. 100%.
Your greatest fear. And maybe that's the same question as, were you afraid they were going to be dipshits?
There was only one that was like, that I would, I mean, because one of my oldest son-in-law is from the central western Nebraska, Sand Hills, Nebraska.
So you knew he was tough.
Liberal enclave, western Nebraska.
Right. So we're
going to awfully close to Colorado.
And the other one was right here from Sheldon. I mean, they were high school sweethearts. And actually, they were. He was scamming on her in middle school already.
Well, thankfully it all worked out.
No, very blessed. And then the other one was from suburb of Minneapolis. My daughter went to.
That's a trouble. That's a bad area to come
but
from.
But it turned out pretty good.
Good.
Turned out pretty good. So, but no, I've been blessed. Which when I'm listening to your podcast, I mean, so that's some of the. I enjoy listening to your stories about your families. You know what I mean? I mean, it kind of gets me nostalgic, and Ruth and I think about stuff. I mean, when it comes to sports and tournaments or just stuff.
Because you live
vicariously
through some of your daughters.
Well, absolutely.
With their successes in sports.
100%. Well, this is the thing about sports. Just put it in perspective. So my oldest daughter... She was into music and drama, right? And that's not my forte.
She could turn into a Democrat.
No.
That's how they start. That's the gateway.
All right. I'm not saying this.
That's you guys. No, you continue. You continue.
That's you guys saying this.
That's right.
But the thing is she like at the church that they go to. She uses what she was passionate about. Don't do that. So she uses what she was passionate about. She's on the praise team in her church for, you know, once or twice a month. And I think, and she's a music education teacher, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So she uses the other two, what they gain from sports, they were more athletic, which Jordan was my oldest, so there was like all kinds of things I had to process there, right?
Oh, yeah, because there's expectations. I have that with my oldest, and I've given up on him.
Well, I mean, it's okay.
1 year at Western, he says, forget about it.
Nah, I just don't see this working out.
Yeah, you can't do that. But giving up on him is probably okay, because if he does something else,
you
support him for something else.
Oh, yeah, it'll be despite you, not because of you.
But the other two just learned... learn discipline, and they learn things from sports. You know what I mean? My daughter, who's a doctor, she said to me, I don't know, was she in undergrad or was she in med school? And she said, Dad, you remember when we went to state championship? Well, we beat Western, and then we went to state championship.
I just had to throw that in there.
Yes. I don't ever remember that. Yeah. Someone from Sheldon obviously would.
Yeah, we absolutely would.
It's the one thing they remember.
We absolutely would.
Yes, but they don't recall the one time they didn't make it, you know.
The one, well, yeah, we recall the one time we beat Western in the last 100 years.
We called that the Sheldon Championship. Yeah.
But she said to me, she said, you know, she said, that was a great time and I learned a lot from that, but nobody really cares. And I said, no, I said, you're right on both accords, but it's not that we care, and it provided something, but I mean, in the scheme of things, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
Unless you're an athletic parent now, because apparently that's a big deal. I mean, you've got all your clinics and all your traveling and all your
I think it's BS that
you got. Oh, 100% it's gotten worse. 100%.
I think so. But the opportunities have increased. It's not that the parents, it's just the opportunities are there.
Well, sure.
Now.
And then if you don't take them, you're not a good parent.
For sure, because little Johnny and Beth are going.
Right.
I think it's pretty mild. It's pretty mild around here, though.
But you
honestly,
did.
There's some AAU basketball and volleyball.
Your kids did AAU, or Marty did
absolutely.
AAU?
Yeah. Absolutely. We traveled all over the place. We
my gosh.
We
and you couldn't be like, you know what, Ruth? Work's calling today.
No.
You take the kids.
It was on weekends. It was on weekends, but I probably missed more Saturday mornings than I should. Saturday mornings are important and
trouble. But the beautiful part is you said the kids don't remember that.
No, he's saying that he's missed the time at work.
Or you say you missed more of your kids.
No. During those times of volleyball and softball and stuff, I probably missed more Saturday mornings at work than I should have.
Right. Oh, you're supposed to be at work
but
Saturday.
But I work for a company that understands that, and I appreciate that. But we went to...
he just keeps pounding on the table like he's still doing a speech.
We went.
He's going to take his shoe off pretty soon and start smacking.
Listen, I'm going to bury you.
I just used my hands to talk. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I didn't realize you were Italian.
I don't know. But we went to Kansas City, Des Moines. We went to one volleyball tournament. We went to Orlando.
Unbelievable.
But we
just stupid.
Combined it. Yeah.
Oh, it is not.
I mean.
Oh, yes, it is.
I mean.
don't say that to him. Don't be a dick.
I'm not saying that he's stupid.
I'm just saying that.
I totally get it. But I also, looking back on it, when you get to this point in life, when your kids are older and you got grandkids and stuff, I mean, it's pretty good memories.
Yeah.
I guess Orlando, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was their second time to Orlando, but...
I'll say that it's more memorable than the times that you spent playing Nintendo or whatever, something dumb like that. So I'll give credit where credit's due there.
I think that's true.
The expectation, I think. Maybe that's the part that gets me. Is this expectation that you're supposed to do all this while you want to be, that they only call on the certain names and the certain names get to start. And those are the reason why they know your names is because you're going to all this AAU BS and blah, 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 blah. I don't know how many times I've heard that. And, like... I don't have a dog in the fight, right? Because my daughter's not going to play sports. I can tell you that right now. She's just, that's not her jam.
Which means she might do something that's more meaningful.
Well, that's neither here nor there. But what
I don't think it's more meaningful. It's more meaningful to her, whatever she chooses to do.
And that's not.
But if she wants to travel around and do music, do you think that's stupid?
No.
I mean, you've traveled around and done music.
No, what I am saying is getting back to the original statement.
Everybody else is stupid.
No,
that's what the stuff that they're into is stupid. If you would allow me to continue.
Well, yeah, if you would allow me to continue and actually finish the statement before you just jump all over it, you.
Oh well, look who's talking.
Dingbat. What? God. I
tell you what, this is not how I thought this was going to go.
All I said was the expectation is there because people say that even today,
well, you know, if you don't have the last name, you're not going to be able to play.
Maybe that's what you hear in your South Ninth group.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I don't. I don't know that I hear that a lot.
I do.
Wyatt loves sports and he wants to be good at them. And so I encourage him to take opportunities. We're not going to, you know,
well, yeah, I mean, you're going to Cherokee or Jackson. Yeah, but that's fine. I mean, I get that. I mean, but Kansas City, Omaha, Des Moines, Orlando.
That's when you're older, though. That's not fifth grade, necessarily.
He's laying the groundwork for taking Wyatt to Kansas City and Orlando.
I feel like
that's when you're in high school.
But I feel like that, you know, I guess as long as the expectations are realistic, that you're doing this because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, not because it's going to propel you to the next step and then you have to try and do this, that, and the other thing to get, try and get some college scholarship or something like that and have it never pay.
You can fall into that trap.
Yeah, you can. And a lot of people move to Nashville because they're going to be a star, too. And a lot of people do a lot of other stuff like that that's probably not that realistic, but I don't know.
I did the same thing.
A kid working hard towards a goal. Now, do I think... Yeah, well, if my kid goes to these camps, he's going to be a Division I athlete. I don't know. Maybe he could. I have no idea. It's way too early to tell that about anybody at 11 years old, right. really, unless you're LeBron James or somebody like that. Yeah. But LeBron James would have been found without traveling for AAU. So I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You don't necessarily need to do that.
Well, so, yeah, you made the point. Well, you traveled for music. You're right. I did, actually. We did that. I was in a band, and we traveled for gigs. Right. So, but it wasn't like Ma brought me. It was like, all right, we're going to go out there and try and make it. I remember driving. First speeding ticket I ever got was in Iowa.
Hold on. You're talking about Kurtz's brothers
ISP. Yes. But
I don't know what that means still today.
What?
Iowegian. The hell's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. It's just what you are.
Which anyway,
I've heard it before.
Yeah, Minnesotans like to throw that around. Anyway, sidebar.
But we traveled. We went to Wisconsin a couple of times, and I remember doing the whole traveling thing. And then here's how smart I was. I said, "All right, let me take this band thing a step further and take a job in Sheldon, Iowa.
They're sure to find me there."
We're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
They've got this guy working there named Paul Harvey. I heard him when I tuned in. I could really learn a lot from that guy studying underneath of him.
I seriously thought he was a real person there. Like, I didn't realize he was a...
And Orion Samuelson.
So Wank Products Company.
So I just want to say one thing. When it comes to your kids, okay? So, in really in life, there's a lot of things I regret not doing or not going to. I can't think of many that I regret going to or doing.
And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
I mean, hey, I'm on team Mike here.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious.
And Mike's on team Mitch.
So he's 40.
The United front.
Yeah.
Brad has been broken.
Wait a minute.
We might
my chair going to fall?
Yeah, we're going to have a bro hug here when we go to segment break.
So, but I think that's
stop pounding the table. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
You hear that? You do it again, you're out of here.
If you had headphones on, you'd hear that.
That's tempting. But but I do. So you're 40, right, Wayne?
That is correct.
So my life is a little different. So at 44, I was an empty nester. Wow. With three daughters, right? Our daughter went to college. Our youngest daughter went to college, and then she got a job in the summer. We thought she's so. I mean, it was a deal. You know what I mean? So we've been empty nesters since I was 44.
Hmm.
So I feel like we kind of live. I've kind of lived life and fast forward.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it.
Yeah.
You didn't have like an entire decade of messing around like we did, or like I did.
No, I didn't.
Of just doing all sorts of stupid shit, because that's...
Ruth and I were married at 19.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Was there a shotgun involved?
Nope.
Jeez.
No, there wasn't. I mean, we went to college, got married at 19 between our freshman and sophomore year of college, and then... we graduated from college, moved to Sioux City. We both got jobs, and yeah, Jordan was born in Sioux City. Yeah. So, but I mean, it's like I knew I was going to marry her. So,
in high school,
did you both go to the same?
She was in Rock Rapids. Yeah. You were in the mecca of entertainment, which was Sheldon, Iowa. So I'm sure she
did
was
you
down
meet her
here
on the loop.
Yeah. That had to be a loop.
Well, she saw him in the catalog. That's right.
Modeling. Oh, he's a model.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't know if I want to share that, but it's...
Oh, that's right. That we weren't recording yet when we talked about
it. Hopefully those legs tan.
No. I met Ruth in fifth grade.
How?
I went to an all-star baseball tournament in Sioux Falls, which my parents never could go or whatever. South Third.
Working but there for Ruth, jobs.
But Ruth's family was there, and her cousin was on my team. So they were there. And then,
okay.
Then we went to the zoo in fifth grade, and there was like this machine that I could put a couple quarters in, or maybe it was a quarter, I don't know. And it it put this, it molded this lion, right? So I gave her this lion because I thought, you know, at fifth grade, she's hot. You know?
This is fifth grade Mike talking.
Yeah, I was fifth grade. I was in fifth grade. She was in fifth grade. So anyway,
that clip taken out of context.
Yeah, you're all worried about what we're going to put on air that you say, and here you go.
I was talking about when I was in fifth grade. But
your kids are going to love
this. You take that thing out of the vending machine, and it's hot because it just molded it.
Yeah.
And I dropped it and put a nose in, or a hole in the nose. But anyway, I gave that to her. And then, like, seventh, we always exchange school pictures after that, and then through her cousin or whatever, and then...
Give this to your cousin.
Whatever. But I knew her then, and then I was a junior in high school, and it was graduation. And so, you know, at Sheldon graduation, so they pick juniors to, like, give roses to the girls as they come off the stage or whatever. So that was me. So I was there. And she was in the stands sitting beside a mechanic from the trucking company I worked for, which I worked for them in the shop at that point in time, right?
And rags to riches.
What's that?
Nothing.
Moving on up east side, but anyway. so he reported to me afterwards that she was impressed with me, and so
really
like I'm like, I was on the rebound. I was on the rebound, so I'm like, we went to some graduations with her cousin. And her, and then I asked her out, and, you know, it's a long.
The rest is history.
Yeah. I mean, she's good. It was a good deal.
Wow.
And I'm glad we held on for that.
So fifth grade.
That's
when I met her. And you know what she said? I think.
Does she still have the lion?
What?
Does she still have that lion?
No, it's long gone, but, you know, you can't hold on to... You know.
That makes a heck of a card right there. Open that up.
That's just super.
You can't hold on to.
It's just I'm saying it's just a thing. It's just a thing. So you hold on. You hold on to real.
I almost ended the segment with him saying, "You know, I don't regret the things that I did attend," and that was like such a heartfelt thing. And then we just turned into, "Well, the Jell-O pudding."
I would ask that you edit.
Oh, no.
Well,
this has all been great content.
Yes, you can ask in one hand and shit in the other, see which one fills up first.
Right, whatever.
And we are back with segment three next.
So guys. When we finish this is how you know when you're going to leave. We would have finished the second segment saying, "Well, Mike, thanks for stopping by. We appreciate you swinging in.
It
was a really good time."
Well,
I suppose it's about time.
I may, when I listen to this, I might wish you would have done that.
Well, you can wish in one. Oh, wait, we already did that.
Yeah, you already covered the whole about.
But hey, so as we record this, it's March 29th. Tomorrow
is
the first day of baseball.
Yes.
We're here. We made it. It's
pitch clock and all.
30 degrees out right
let's
now.
See.
But
tomorrow, baseball weather. Well, it's going to be 48 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Before it snows the following day.
Yeah.
And our trip to Minneapolis, 38 degrees for a baseball game next week.
Just tell me there's no wind. Just tell me there's no wind.
We're sitting on the proper side. We're sitting on the sunny side, right? Because we're on third base side, if I remember right.
If we're far enough out, we are.
Yeah.
But it's late in the day,
Yeah, that sun does move. I remember that last year. We're just like, we kept scooting over trying to catch the sun. And then when the sun peaked behind the back of the U.S. Bank or of Target Field, it was
got
awfully cold.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the minor leagues.
But no, this is the real deal.
And we're on a week from tomorrow, we go to Minneapolis to watch the Twins play at their home opener.
Mm-hmm. It's turned into a thing.
Yeah, how many years have we done that now?
I think that's good.
Six, seven?
I think I started going in 16 or 17. And then Austin was in like 19.
So I think we started you and me, bought it for my birthday, or we did it for my birthday or something.
I did, but I appreciate you thinking that I would have bought you that for your birthday.
Maybe I bought it for you for my birthday because that might have been it.
So according to my weather app, at the time that we arrive at Glick's Tavern, it will be 32 degrees with 12 mile per hour winds.
Oh boy.
But hey, by game time it'll be up to 36.
And we'll get there and it'll be the
partly.
Okay.
Partly cloudy.
It'll be the giveaway items again. We're like never the giveaway time sweatshirts. Like, oh, here's a small and a medium.
We have left.
That's awesome. we only got about 12 2X for 30,000 people. And
this is America. You should only have 2X.
That's right. Yeah. Apparently there's more petite people in Minneapolis. I guess they're
cheaper sweatshirts to make.
Yeah, that's right. It's less fabric.
They buy the leftovers. What's left over? Mediums and larges.
That's true. Yeah. That is true. They changed their logo too. God awful. I don't like
the Twins
that.
Did?
Yes. Again? Yeah, yeah, it looks like
weird
this
looking M.
It looks like the Mariners logo. It's just it's not good.
I can't tell you anybody that's gonna be taking the field when we're there.
Well, you got Carlos Correa.
Well, I can tell you who's not. Miguel Sano.
Yes. They traded him?
Yeah.
No,
they released him.
They released him and nobody picked him up. He's just...
Nobody ended up picking him up.
As far as I know,
Nobody wanted a fat, drunk Dominican guy to show up.
Yeah, but he could hit dingers.
Well, in theory, yes, he could.
Well, for every one dinger, he had 312 strikeouts, so...
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be good for slow pitch softball.
He would be, yeah.
Oh,
he is classic beer league.
Yeah.
For sure.
Hmm. So how about them Cubs, Mike?
Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to ask my wife.
he just pays for it when they go to Wrigley.
So have you been to Wrigley?
Yeah, a few times, yeah.
Oh, well, I think we might go there this summer as part of our family vacation. Oh, you don't recommend it?
No, I do.
Oh, you okay.
Really? No, I know.
Your reaction is like,
no, I do. Yeah, no, I mean, no, it's, for me, it won't be like Target Field.
Well, it's not as like nice, but it's a classic stadium.
No, it is so. It's like historic.
But they've been doing a lot of work to that. Like they've really been updating it. I don't know.
I haven't been there for a while. We were going to on COVID. Or the year of COVID, they had built a new motel across the street from Cubs. We had booked that for a couple nights, and we were going to go to Cubs game across the street. It was going to be glorious, and then COVID, and then all the games got canceled. So.
Now you can go to Harry Carey's and cross the wave in Wrigleyville. And
I'm thinking bring my kids to sit in the bleachers. Is that a good idea?
I've never been in the bleachers.
I've heard that it's not kid friendly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not.
Well, I don't think anything in Chicago is kid friendly, to be honest.
Well, it used to be.
And then what happened? They got a Democrat governor or Democrat mayor? Is that what happened?
I think
they've had a Democrat mayor for a while. It's just that
they keep throwing him in jail, and then
they had a radical, woke Democrat mayor. So
thanks for coming, Mike.
You know what?
How else did Barry get that Senate seat?
I actually had a picture with Mayor Daley.
Really?
Yeah. So
did they have to do it straight on and then in profile?
No, it was a weird deal. I don't even know how it happened, but I was working for a trucking company in Eastern Iowa, and he had a bunch of connections in Chicago, and we went there during the Taste of Chicago, which if you know, it's down by the lake and a bunch of food stands and music festival and all that stuff. And we were down there making sales calls in Chicago, and we went down there. We went to the mayor's office. He wasn't there. This guy knew the secretary or whatever, the mayor. And then we went downtown, and we went, or by the lake, and we went to backstage, and all of a sudden, there's Mayor Daly, and I'm taking a picture with Mayor Daly. I don't even know where it's at, because why would I keep it? But it was
I mean, so it was the deal. So you went to his office.
Yep.
Yeah, he's busy, and then you found him backstage at a concert. Well, that actually sounds like a Chicago mayor.
It really does. It really does. Yeah.
For sure. But it's just a weird story, but...
Well, as we start to get to the closing parts of this podcast, is there anything, any sort of broad mischaracterization or grandiose the way that your name has been taken, direction that your name has been taken that you wish to rectify now?
No, you know, so the only thing that I remember, which, by the way, when you were mostly mischaracterizing me, was, so I had a hip surgery in October, and then I had another one in December. Mm-hmm. So we usually listen to your podcast when we're traveling to our kids, whether it's be Omaha or Minneapolis, right? So I didn't listen to a few, you know what I mean? Because, well, I had surgery and I was on narcotics.
Prescribed narcotics.
Prescribed.
Well, the first few were.
Thank God for narcotics. You know what I mean? So I'm listening. So seriously, when I first got my dander up, okay, was between my first hip surgery and my second hip surgery. So I feel like I was taken advantage of.
Oh, really?
I mean,
well, we kind of planned it. All right, so Mike goes under the knife next week.
No,
what can we say about him?
But I think it started when I said so. Wayne and I's conversation are sometimes. I mean. Normally, they're pretty brief, and I say, hey, by the way.
So define brief, 30, 45 minutes?
No. He starts talking with his hands.
I have a feeling that your definition of your and Wayne's conversation is being brief. No,
I've learned how to multitask.
He's double dipping.
Well, I just make sure that he doesn't bill me for it if it is long. Because he bills me really quick, which is really nice because I got a good memory.
Yep, sure. That's right. Because if you get too far out, what?
What? I wish you put the damn dates on this.
No, I did do that before. but no, so I think the turning point, I think, Mitch, that you felt like at some point in time you were debating me.
No, I wasn't debating you ever. I was just taking in whatever you had to say.
Except it may not have been exactly what I had.
Yeah. It's what Wayne said.
It's right. What Wayne said. Yeah, so, I'll give you one example, the only one that I remember, because, I mean, I'm good for, you know, mindless, playful banter. I'm fine with that. I'm good for Wayne, you know, over-exaggerating stuff for the sake of his podcast. I mean, I'm in. But...
See, who was characterized here was Podcast Mike. Yeah. You had no idea there was a podcast,
I didn't,
Mike.
I didn't. No, I really didn't know about it. I didn't know there was a podcast even before you guys started a podcast. But when one time, so you switched jobs.
Okay, so we're going to take your hands next time.
And we're going to tie them behind your back. Right.
Do it right now.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway.
So it was probably shortly after you switched jobs. And then
which
said,
time?
Shut up.
I only know one time. There again, he's mischaracterizing something.
Right? Yes, of course he is.
Okay. So and then I said, you know, I think Mitch is being a little more, I think I said, I don't know if I used the word conservative or I said a little more careful, but I kind of get it, right? You know what I mean? Because my father-in-law was a car dealer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, my customers, I mean, I are across the country, right?
Yeah.
So to a degree, I get free reign, but when it comes to customers, but then Wayne on the next pod, which I'm listening to this podcast, I think after I had my first hip surgery and probably under some form of stuff, and then I hear Wayne. I think I was in the parking lot of Shields at the time. When I'm listening to all this, my wife was in Shields, and I was just sitting in the, just taking a ride. I was sitting there, and I'm listening to this. And I'm like, and then he said, I think he's, maybe I got the timing wrong, but he said, well, Mike Bogle says that since you switched jobs, Mitch, that you've become liberal. So it's
I remember that.
I do remember it. And that was how he said it.
And that's not what I said.
Oh, well, I believe you.
Okay.
After our, after segments one and two.
But what I had, so what I did, so here I took a trip here a while back. You know, I told you I went to Arkansas.
Yeah.
And then I drove to Houston and I came back up here. So I thought, well, I got nothing else to do. So I re-listened to the podcast just to make sure that I had my ducks in a row, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I really think that was a turning point, Mitch.
Well, I would say so this.
Do you think I was incorrect in my characterization?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much?
Well, I mean,
100% incorrect?
No, you're never 100% incorrect.
Oh, so you're saying I'm mostly correct.
No. In that case, you were mostly incorrect. But there are, see, all the other cases before that, it was like either 50-50 or 70-30, you were correct. It's like that one was like, which I didn't even care about that one until I could tell. It was oppressive.
I will tell you that it was.
Oppressive.
Yeah. It was my.
That sounds like a very woke thing to say, Mike.
That's right. You can't beat him, you join him. South Third, Mike, and now woke.
Now woke, Mike. Worrying about oppression.
When I levied that comment, that was like my Marv Andreessen moment. Because it was, you know, everything Marv says has a kernel of truth buried somewhere. Right?
There is no kernel of truth in that.
I mean,
it was almost get the microphone shoved up
Wayne,
your mouth.
But I did not say that, right, Wayne? I'm positive I would not.
You said something.
Characterize him as liberal.
No, I don't think you.
I was saying he was a little more careful.
Yeah, you did say careful.
So that would be conservative because. That's what
that
we
would
are.
Be. Or, that sorry, would be being more no, conservative. No,
it was the fact that
you're wrong.
It was the fact that okay, Trump.
Wrong.
It was the fact that
he, I'm not Trump.
He was, being,
but I am a Trump supporter.
It was the fact that he was being
here
careful.
We go.
The fact that
gonna,
I was,
I'm not going to deny
being
it.
Careful
around a political subject.
Yeah, no, I feel like...
I don't even know what political subject it was.
I don't know what it was either, but that was...
It wasn't any...
Okay, yeah.
Well, but Mike, having you...
Boom.
Fist bumps.
Fist bumps.
Calling up fist bumps.
I was going to say fist bumps all been, around, but not all around.
Not
all around.
Just
to Mike's side.
That's fine.
You're right into my life.
I love listening to your podcast.
And you may be... one of our number one supporters.
Well, I've listened to every one of them, and some of them twice.
That's good. So. Thanks for coming on, Mike. Yep. You've been it's been a lot of fun having you on. Thank you for the Yingling.
Yingling.
Which is
Yingling.
Only available in certain states, not
it's,
including Iowa.
Basically, the other side of the Mason-Dixon, is that what it is? I don't know.
East of the Mississippi.
East of the Mississippi.
Now,
and then,
it used to be like Eastern Seaboard.
Right. And I will say, too, it was a lot of fun having you on while we recorded. It may have been even better having you on when we weren't recording. Learned a lot from you about being a father of daughters.
Yep, that's
I don't know
right.
About that.
There was some profundity there.
There was a lot.
Yep.
So
didn't realize you were quite
stories.
That deep. Usually when you're deep, I gotta wear waders, but that was actually
that was really
actually some, had some depth there.
You're a much better guy than Wayne has led us to believe.
Yes.
And
so,
and I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I feel.
No, I love you, Wayne. No,
thank you. Appreciate that. Right back at you.
I was
you,
trying to get you a discount, but. All right.
I watch the bills come in.
I would too.
Well,
he does really well.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. And then we'll say until next time. We'll see you.
Religion lives on from the Chippewa down to the big lick they called Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy.
What the hell's that?